10 through 12. And it's also the bounds that the king of the north or the haughty Assyrian or the pope or all the different phrases that the Bible prophets use to describe the papacy. It's the bounds that they profess to have removed. And there is an opposing end sign at the same time in the world. And when you see the contrast to the true end sign, you'll get another angle to identify the Sabbath as the true end sign. And this is from Special Testimony to Battle Creek Churches, page 10 and 11. God's commandment-keeping people stand under the broad shield of omnipotence, the commandment breakers, under the ensign of the man of sin, who thought to change times and laws. But he could not do this. He only claimed to do it, opening his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. This is from Camp Meetings, Their Object and How to Conduct Them, page 44. At our camp meetings, the standard is to be raised, the ensign of our faith and practice inscribed, here are the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Now, what are we saying here? We're saying that Isaiah 10, the unrighteous decree that there's a woe pronounced against, is the Sunday law, and that in this passage of Isaiah, the information is telling about the Sunday law from the perspective of what the Pope of Rome has to do with the Sunday law. And the Pope of Rome is symbolized by Isaiah in this passage as the haughty Assyrian. And this haughty Assyrian is claiming to be the one that has changed God's law in Isaiah. And this very issue of Sabbath and Sunday is illustrated there. And brothers and sisters, all we did in this passage is skim the surface of this vision of Isaiah. And our purpose wasn't to go deep through this passage of Isaiah. Our purpose was this. In our study of the purification of God's church, we've said that the Sunday law is the means by which God does that. And that in connection with that, the prophecies of the Bible are identifying this issue. And when we, as students of prophecy, begin to go into the prophecies of the Old Testament and correctly analyze the symbols and line them up with end time events, we'll see over and over again that the Sunday law issue is illustrated. And it's not simply that it's good to see that the Sunday law issue and the issues connected with it are there found. The promise is that when we bring from different parts of the Bible this information and bring it together with other parts of the Bible, that our understanding of